I'm here with Sally Thompson, who is the project manager on our new report, Housing in Scotland. So Sally, why did Audit Scotland decide to produce this report?
Housing is important for people. Everybody needs a home, and well-planned, good quality housing can have a positive impact on people's quality of life. Housing is important for communities too. It can contribute to economic growth, and if it is well-planned, can help save other services, such as the NHS money. Lots of public and private money is spent on housing, and the Scottish Government's vision is that everyone will have an affordable home by 2020. We wanted to find out how much public money is spent on housing, what that money delivers, how well the Scottish Government and councils plan to meet Scotland's housing needs, and what the main challenges are going forward.
So what did you find out?
We found that the housing sector in Scotland is facing significant challenges. The recession, welfare reform, reduced funding and an increasing population are all creating pressure on the sector.
Can you give me a little more detail?
Housing supply is not keeping up with need. The population is increasing and this is expected to continue. People are also living longer and there are more single-person households. At the same time, the number of houses built by the private sector has more than halved in recent years. And since 2005, councils and registered social landlords, that is housing associations and cooperatives, have built almost 14,000 fewer new homes than Scottish Government research suggested was needed. Our analysis suggests that it could be 20 years before enough new homes are built to meet the projected increase in households in any one year. Welfare reform is also likely to present challenges for the sector. Changes to the way housing benefit is paid mean payments will go directly to tenants instead of landlords. This means that landlords' income from these tenants will no longer be guaranteed. Recent research found that reduced payments for spare bedrooms could result in a loss of income for tenants of £50 million by 2014-15.
You also mentioned reduced funding. What can you tell me about that?
Scottish Government funding for housing fell by around a quarter between 2008-09 and 2011-12, and further reductions are planned. Funding arrangements are complicated, change frequently and are hard to track. This means it is difficult to know if the money is being well spent and whether initiatives are successful or not.
So what needs to happen?
A number of things. National and local government recognise that good housing can support strong communities, encourage economic growth and improve health. However, the links between housing and other policy areas need to improve so housing can play a greater role. The Scottish Government needs to demonstrate how its long-term vision for the sector contributes to wider government aims and objectives. And there needs to be a long-term coordinated response from the Scottish Government, councils and their partners to address the pressures the sector is facing.
Thank you.